1037 to be. Welcome to You Gotta Love It Radio. Here with DJ Q89, I'm on between the hours of 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. Right here on 1037 to be, and always end up doing a podcast and inviting some special guests in the studio, people from the community. And today I have someone that's have a important role that's coming up for election Tuesday, November 5th. Make sure Muskegon Heights residents, you go out there and vote. Like I said, Tuesday, November 5th at one of these polling locations. You got Hope Lighthouse Church, you got WL Burrell Multiplex, and Muskegon Heights City Hall. So make sure you go to one of those three polling locations to vote. Today, my special guest is Andy Robinson. How you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
Tell Muskegon Heights a little bit about yourself and the listeners, a little bit about yourself for those that do not know who Andy Robinson is.
First of all, I was born and raised in Muskegon Heights. My mom is Bernita Beckham. My dad is the famous cowboy, Gary Robinson. I think everybody kind of know him and that family. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting to run for the Muskegon High School Board to give back to my community. I always say, why not give back to a community that gave so much to me? So I'm trying to be here for the kids, be here for the next generation and show them that just because I'm from Muskegon Heights, I can't do nothing. You know what I mean? It's already a
stigma.
Stigma on Muskegon Heights that we this and that. You know what I mean? I just want to show everybody and the older people too and my generation also that we can do this. You know what I mean? No matter what we're going through, we can do it.
Now, did you go to Muskegon Heights?
Yes, sir. Class 2017, one of the best classes come out of Muskegon Heights.
I don't know. I'm class 09. Don't do that. But so what was your experience like being at Muskegon Heights, being a student? How did you feel?
I felt good. It was mostly like family. Definitely family. The teachers knew your parents and the parents knew your teachers, and it wasn't no shame to the teachers that, you know what I mean, disciplining you, and the parents don't care, didn't care about it. You know what I mean? They that's what they was there for. If you're gonna be here, you're gonna listen to them no matter what they saying, right or wrong. So, and most people that from the hikes, that know the hikes, and from the outside too, they know that Tiger Pride is very, it holds a special place in people's heart from Muskegon Heights.
Okay. Did you know the board members when you was a student at Muskegon Heights? Did you know any other board members?
Yeah, I already did. Yeah, I did. Okay. And actually, I was going to the city council meetings on one occasion when the school was about to get shut down. On one occasion, I was going, me and one of my homeboys, we was going, you know what I mean? So I've been fighting for the school, been active in the community, been active in the school and everything.
So meeting a board member when you was at Muskegon Heights High School as a student, how did that feel to you connecting to somebody that can control the activities, the academics at the high school? How did that feel to you?
It felt good because one, I ain't gonna lie, one of them I still talk to this day. I still talk to one of the board members that was on the board previous, and I still talk to her this day. You know what I mean? So it's like you get that relationship. That's what it's all about.
Now, have you ever taught? Have you ever been a teacher or anything?
No.
Never taught?
No.
How come? You seem like you'd be good at it.
I probably would, but I just ain't never did.
Why do you expect to be a board member? Like, to get people votes, why should you be voted to be a board member of Muskegon Heights Public School?
Go back to, like I said, it's time for a change in Muskegon Heights, you know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with a little change every now and again, you know, people. You need to freshen it up, you know. It might be the same, but just add a little more flavor to it. We'd be good, chase some stuff up, you know what I mean? A lot of people are stuck in their ways and don't want to see the change. And you know what I mean? So it's time, like I said, time for that next generation to step up and show our parents and our grandparents, like, y'all, how y'all taught us. Like, y'all can, y'all pass the mantle to us now, so y'all can take y'all time and retire and sit down now. You know what I mean? Enjoy y'all life. Let us handle the work. Y'all showed us the way. Y'all paved the way for us, so let us shine.
What do you think you can do to help Muskegon Heights Public School? Let me reword that. What do you think you can do that the next board member won't do? What do you think you can do that somebody else on the board may need some assistance on, or something that they're not even thinking about that you could bring to the table being on the board of Muskegon Heights Public School?
The biggest thing is letting the kids see you. Let them know who you are. You know what I mean? You're working for them and not yourself. It's all about the kids, no matter which way you look at it. It's all about the kids. And I think that's what most people got to stick on. It's about the kids, you know. Like I said, you just got to let them see you. Because I already do a lot of volunteer work. So it brings me joy when I see kids in the community talking about, yeah, I remember you from doing this with me and doing that with me. So yeah, it's like, it's a different feeling when a kid comes out, especially not having no kids of my own. It's a different feeling seeing other kids come up to you and recognize on what you did in their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Name me three things that you would change about Muskegon Heights Public School. Three things that you would change. It can be from academics. It can be from, you know, some programs, some events, anything. What would you change?
I think transparency between the community and the board. Okay. Most people don't know that Muskegon Heights has two boards.
Okay.
You got the public board and you got the academy board. Whereas the public board oversees the academy board.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's hard to explain, but this is the way it is.
Now, which board are you running for? The academy board or?
The public school board. The academy, the public school sets the academy and board.
Okay.
The voters vote the public in.
Okay.
The public school board is in.
Do you have kids of your own?
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't have no kids?
No.
Oh, I can't even ask you this next question. So what can you do to promote to get the more students at Muskegon Heights Public School? What's your strategy on that?
I think we're just going to have to go door to door, do the footstep work, do the old school way. Show them that we here for y'all kids. We here for the community. Mm-hmm. The community don't see y'all showing, they not going to want to. They not going to want to participate in anything the Heights got going on if they don't see the board members trying or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Let the community show that we here for y'all. We going to work with you. You know what I mean? Since we going back to the public school, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that. Again, like, going back to the public school, the state helped us where we was we debt-free now. You know what I mean? No, it's not going to hurt the taxpayers or anything. It's tax-free and everything. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's time to come back to one band, one sound.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we show that tiger pride.
And to put this out here, you don't get paid for being on school board, correct? Mark me if I'm wrong.
I don't know about that. I do not know.
I don't think you get paid for being on school board.
I don't think you do either.
So the people that's actually running for Muskegon Heights Public School Board is actually coming out from the kindness of their heart.
Right.
And I show you that the kids and the students is very important when they want to take the time, their free time, that can they can possibly get paid for to make sure this school is up running properly, right, making sure they got everything they need to, you know, boost that GPA for the students.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say, any closing you want to say to the people that's listening and the residents of Muskegon Heights?
Basically, just get out there and vote the early, you know what I mean? You can go early vote too at the campus on Marquette at the city clerk office and also November 5th. I mean, I'm just asking for y'all prayers and support. And I do make it. If I don't, oh well, you know what I mean? At least I try. At least I say, yeah, I can try. You know what I mean? So that's all we get. I love y'all.
What's your plan? Now, if you don't win, what is your plans after this?
I'm still going to do me. You know, yep, what I mean? I'm still going to be in the community volunteering no matter what. You know what I mean? That's always going to be me. You know, if I win or lose, I'm still going to be Andy Robinson no matter what. You're still going to see me in the community doing things and partaking in stuff, yeah, you know what I mean?
I see the logo on your shirt. Tell Muskegon what's the logo about. What's that?
Oh, West Michigan Lakehawks and, yep, Flight. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Ronald Jenkins. You,
yeah,
know what I mean? He's like a second dad to me. You know what I mean? He mentored me. I've been knowing him all my life, and I see his passion for the kids and his passion,
yeah,
for the city of Muskegon Heights, not only for the city of Muskegon Heights, for the Muskegon County overall. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I kind of draw from him, you know what I mean? That's where I get it from, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Plus, my dad, like I said, everybody know Cowboy here. You're going to see him barbecuing somewhere,
yeah,
for somebody,
yeah,
family, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm free of charge sometimes, like, you know what I mean?
And I know I see you a lot. Every time I come up to Muskegon Heights Public School, even if I have to DJ, help with sound system, you always there making sure things is going correct.
Yeah.
So I want to give you a big hand clap, big shout out to you for that.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Muskegon, people that's listening, Muskegon Heights, make sure you go out there and vote Tuesday, November 5th. The polls will be open until 8 p.m. You can vote at Hope Lighthouse Church, W. L. Burrell Multiplex, or the Muskegon Heights City Hall, like I said, by 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 5th. If you have any questions, if they want to ask you any questions, Andy, how can they get in contact with you?
My Facebook. You know what I mean? My Facebook name is Anderson Robinson. Or most of the time, just hit me up when you see me. You know what I mean? Like I said, everybody everybody know me. So yeah, it's kind of easy. Ain't that hard to get in contact with me.
Hey, thank you for taking the time off to come up here and do this interview, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yep. Hey, getting back to more music, getting back to the program. You keep it locked right here on 103.7 The Beat.